Chapter 3. At 17, I became a student at the University of Ingolstadt. I had attended the schools of Geneva, but father suggested I should become acquainted with the customs of other countries. Elizabeth caught scarlet fever. Mother attended her sickbed. Elizabeth was saved, but mother fell ill. On the third day, my mother sickened. She joined the hands of Elizabeth and myself.
Children, my hopes of happiness were placed on the prospect of your future marriage.
She died peacefully. The day of my departure arrived. Clerval spent the evening with us. We sat late. We could not tear ourselves away from each other. In the morning, I threw myself into the carriage and indulged melancholy reflections. I was alone. At length, the high white steeple of the town appeared. The next morning, I delivered my letters of introduction and paid a visit to M. Kremp, a scientist. He was uncouth. M. Kremp was a little, squat man, with a gruff voice and a repulsive face. Every minute, every instant, that he wasted on those books is utterly and entirely lost. Good God! In what desert have you lived? You must begin your studies anew. M. Waldman will be your lecturer in chemistry. M. Waldman was 50 years of age. A few gray hairs covered his temples, but those at the back of his head were black. He was short, but erect. His voice was clear and precise. His first lecture was a history of chemistry, followed by a summary of the current state of that art. Soon, my mind was filled with one thought. So much has been done, far more will I accomplish. If your application equals your ability, I have no doubt of your success. If your wish is to become a man of science, I advise you to apply yourself to every branch of science, especially mathematics. He took me into his laboratory and explained his machines, promising me the use of them when I had advanced far enough. He gave me the list of books I had requested.